To start the process, the board issues a proclamation. In this case, it's called Proclamation 2015. The board started talking about the new books needed this time around at a meeting nearly 2 years ago in January 2013.
Proclamation 2015 covers social studies, grades K through 12, secondary math, and also fine arts.
After the board issues the proclamation, the Texas Education Agency talks with publishers to see who is going to submit new books for review. Once the TEA receives the materials, it organizes review panels of teachers, parents, business leaders, and anyone who's considered an expert in a certain subject. Those panels met this summer, says Kelly Calloway with the TEA.
Anybody can come watch. They wouldn't see a lot because there's a huge hotel ballroom with 20 to 25 tables, panels, and all the panels are, you know, quietly working with each other.
Their job is simple. Look at the textbooks, look at the state standards, and make sure those state standards are properly explained within the textbooks. Here's Calloway again.
It's fascinating to watch how many steps getting those instructional materials into the classroom involves and how careful those steps are.
If a textbook has at least 50% of the Texas curriculum standards in it, it's put on a list and sent to the board for consideration.
Many of them, by far the vast majority, meet 100% of the TEKS.
The TEKS are the Texas Essential Knowledge and Skills, the fancy name for the state curriculum. Then the board holds a hearing in September where the public can comment on the proposed materials. That's when things get interesting.
The text states, quote, much of the violence you hear or read or hear about in the Middle East is related to jihad. This is wrong.
D-Day, the Vietnam War, and the Holocaust are only covered in a subsection on art as a backstory to monuments or photographs depicting these events.
After that testimony and discussion, the board sends requests for changes to the publishers. They accept or reject them. Then the list comes back to the board for final approval in November, where we get another round of public comment that can be illuminating, to say the least.
There are several textbooks that reference climate change in a manner that assumes total truth in the claim with no reference to other claims.
This isn't about, you know, Muslims or hating Muslims. The greatest abuser of Muslims are other Muslims. And we as Americans want to defend children, want to defend women, and any religion from being abused by their own religion and our own. But we have to be able to talk about it. It's words on a piece of paper.
Because a large portion of the nation's public school students live in Texas, in the past, the books adopted by Texas were also adopted across the country. But Jay Diskey with the Pre-K through 12 Learning Group Association of American Publishers says times are changing.
There's a vast amount of customization in books now. The workflow has moved to digital, and states and school districts are asking for very customized materials.
He says districts and states are reviewing books and asking publishers to remove parts of text they disagree with.
Whether it is an educational motive, like a specific standard to a state, or for that matter, a political statement coming about through some sort of debate.
Texas is one of the few states that did not adopt the national curriculum standards known as Common Core, but now more and more states are also deciding to opt out. Diskey says textbook publishers could see other states follow Texas's lead and ask for their own standards, too.
We're starting to wonder whether whether the Common Core is becoming something less than common.
And in 2011, Texas lawmakers said school districts could purchase instructional materials that aren't on the state board's approved list of textbooks. While most school districts still order books off that list, the TEA says it's unclear how many school districts buy materials that aren't on the list. Kate McGee, KUT News.